Anything Worth Doing, written by Morvidra, read by Irrational Pie. Fandom, Vorkosigan Saga. Rating, teen. Warnings for pregnancy, fear of child death, no death occurs, genetic engineering, implied transphobia, canonical patriarchal heteronormative and ableist society. Tags. Friendship between Cordelia Nysmith Vorkosigan and Ludmila Drew Drushnakovi. Barayaran customs. Cultural differences. Summary. When Cordelia and Barayar collide, it's Barayar that changes. Eventually. Or, Drew and Cordelia have a pleasant conversation over tea. "We're having a baby," Drew said one afternoon. Time of isolation porcelain teacups held up remarkably well to being dropped on parquet floors, Cordelia found. At least, it was only the handle that shattered this time. Just for a moment, so did Cordelia's thoughts. "No, no, no, don't bring a baby here. They try to kill them." She caught herself before she could slide too far. Barayar had tried to kill her son, but Miles had survived and lived, and even Barayar was changing. "Are you happy about that?" she asked cautiously instead. "Very happy." Drew reached for the cream cake Gregor had been too full to eat earlier. "Mind you, I don't like the nausea, but that's only in the mornings, thank goodness," she added, munching enthusiastically. "Are you taking prenatal vitamins?" Cordelia reached for her note reader. "I'm sure I have a list of the recommendations somewhere. Or Alice would know, probably." "I don't know if she would," Drew said, frowning. "She might not have known about them when she was pregnant with Lord Ivan. They're still fairly new to most districts." "Barayarans," Cordelia muttered. "Really, you'd think they'd have realized the folly of putting all their resources into military health instead of reproductive services." Drew's mouth twisted into a rueful half-smile. "Give us time, m'lady." She sipped her tea. "Anyway, I can access much better medical care these days." Cordelia was aware that the medical services available to the wife of a serving officer were greater than would ever have been available to mere Miss Drushnakovi, never mind that she had been the principal bodyguard of the late Princess Corrine. It still wasn't anywhere near the level of prenatal care that an expectant parent would have received on Beta. Drew had a familiar look of determination on her face, however, and Cordelia decided not to press the point. Instead, she asked, "Is Ku pleased?" "Mostly terrified, I think." Drew's lips twitched. "He looked as though a stunner blast had bit him between the eyes." Cordelia muffled a snort of laughter. "We're having a girl," Drew added, an apparent afterthought. Her eyes were fixed on Cordelia warily. "That's wonderful." Cordelia's imagination ran rampant for a moment, conjuring up the vision of Ku and Drew's daughter, tall, blonde, athletic, and ferociously intelligent with those genes, she thought. Drew relaxed, slightly. "Wait, people aren't saying you should be having a boy, are they?" Cordelia sat bolt upright as the reason for Drew's wariness dawned on her. "Some people appear to think it their business," Drew said tightly, "including doctors." She glared at her teacup. "Apparently, they don't get much call for sex selection pills in any flavor but male." "Ridiculous, short-sighted, barbaric," Cordelia seethed. "Patriarchal," Drew added. "That's... But can't any of them do simple mathematics? Who are all these boys supposed to partner with? I suppose polyamorous relationships might work, but given the peculiar local prejudices, I don't think it would be practical to rely on social attitudes changing enough. And in any case, it's completely unethical of your doctor to say anything of the sort." Cordelia paused for breath. "Oh, it'll balance out in a generation, I'm sure. But in the meantime, it's going to wreak havoc on the social fabric." The two women sat in glum silence. Drew drank her tea. Cordelia dissected the crystallized fruits. "Drew, you know..." Cordelia stopped, not sure if the other woman would be offended by what she was about to say. Pale brows rose, querying. "Oh, the hell with it. You know I could have asked Errol to get you access to the replicators." Drew hummed. But you did say that plenty of people on Beta still have body births, didn't you? Well, yes, Cordelia acknowledged. My brother was Vivo, and his spouse chose Vivo for both their children. It can't be that unsafe if so many still choose that way. Yes, but the point isn't what other people choose to do, Cordelia said. The point is that you have a choice. I know, Drew said, and I made an informed choice, and I had my reasons. She set down her teacup with a firm click. Milady, to be crippled on Barriar, it's a joke to most people, only the jokes aren't very funny. And there's Ku, not only crippled, but secretary to the most powerful man in the Empire. People talk, Milady, and sometimes they don't say crippled, they say mutant. And everyone knows the test of a mutant is in the children. If I were to use a replicator to have a child, and you have to understand, most still see them as strange, alien technology, well, people would say it was no true result. They'd say the baby was some sort of genetic experiment, created in a test tube by fiendish off-world scientists. I think I've met some of them, Cordelia said, sotto voce. Drew plowed on. Some others, they'd see I hadn't been pregnant, and they'd say we must have adopted, no matter how much she resembled us. And then some, well, they'd be angry if we used a replicator when the technology isn't yet available to other ordinary Barriarans. You and Ku are not ordinary Barriarans, Cordelia said firmly. Drew looked at her. But isn't it better if we seem to be? Cordelia opened her mouth, closed it. This way, there's no appearance of favoritism for people to use against the Regent, and there's no way anyone can say our daughter is anything other than our true child. And the result, Milady, will speak for herself, Drew said militantly. I wish I could say you were wrong, Drew, Cordelia said eventually. She smiled ruefully at the other woman. So, no replicators. Not just yet, Drew agreed. When the technology filters down, I don't think it'll take too many more years. Is there another way I can help, then? Cordelia asked tentatively. Maybe you could set up some medical scholarships to train doctors in Baton ethics? Cordelia grinned. Now that I can do. The end. You have been listening to Anything Worth Doing, written by Morvidra, read by Irrational Pie. Thanks for listening!